This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 16th of May. Ireland's foreign minister has warned that the entire UK-EU trade deal, the Trade and Cooperation Agreement, could be jeopardised if Boris Johnson takes unilateral action to tear up the Northern Ireland Protocol. Simon Coveney, speaking on a visit to Brussels, said the European Commission and Ireland are willing to accommodate concerns from the DUP, who are currently refusing to form an executive with Sinn Féin until issues they've raised about the protocol are addressed.
What we can't do, though, is accept that the British government would act unilaterally. They would pass legislation to effectively breach international law, to set aside elements of a treaty that, of course, this Prime Minister was central to designing and putting in place, because that will cause an awful lot more problems than it will solve. So this is a time for calmness. It's a time for dialogue. It's a time for compromise and partnership between the EU and the UK.
It is widely expected that the Prime Minister will press ahead with plans to introduce legislation that would override parts of the Brexit deal with the EU. Boris Johnson will be in Northern Ireland later to urge the formation of a power-sharing executive. The Home Office Minister Rachel McLean told Times Radio there is recognition that the protocol needs reform.
I think the key here is that the Prime Minister is going to Northern Ireland today because he recognises that the protocol needs to be reformed. It isn't working in its current format. And we need to have that executive up and running because that's how we will actually deal with those issues affecting businesses and the cost of living in Northern Ireland. So, of course, it is a negotiation. There are difficult issues on all sides, but the way through this is to get people around the table and talk about it.
The energy price cap will be updated every 3 months from October under Ofgem proposals to pass on changes in wholesale prices to households more quickly. Angela Knight is the former chief executive of Energy UK. She told Matt Shawley on Times Radio that it is the right move.
Unfortunately, with something of recession coming across Europe and probably far wider than that as well, demand overall for gas and electricity will start to drop, and that will help bring the price down. Therefore, to leave people on higher than it would otherwise have been the case, prices for that energy, does not seem correct. And that, I suspect, is what is fundamentally behind a quarterly review of the cap.
Meanwhile, the average price of a litre of diesel has hit a new record high. Data shows it reached an average of just over £1.80 yesterday. The cost of petrol has also climbed to around £1.66. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.